Bah. Come on, Bob.
Sheep are cute, sheep are beaut, sheep are soft and curly. But when I take them into town, I have to start up early. Cause they never go the way I want, so I need someone to help me. I just give a whistle, and I call for Bob the Kelpie. Come on, Bob, come on.
Well, Rory, can I introduce you to our latest ABC recruit? This is Lucy the Border Collie.
Hello, Lucy. How are you?
How does she look compared to the dogs you usually get to see?
Oh, she looks like a well-bred sheepdog, a Border Collie, and, you know, she's friendly. She looks intelligent, and, yeah, no, I think she... You say that she's was bred on a farm originally, but she hasn't done work, but we'll see if we can bring out some of those instincts. She... should have in her, we hope, yeah.
Well, she's a little bit naughty, I have to say. She gets very excited, don't you, Luce? Hang on. Oh, now she's not going to talk for the microphone. Oh, so what have we got here today? Because, of course, you're inviting people to come along to the club and bring their dogs out?
Yes, we do. We try and help them as much as we can. It's, you know, fairly basic. We try and train the person, the dog, and you really need stock that have been handled and so things can succeed.
So what things could go wrong right now when we're putting Lucy in with some sheep?
Well, what we do, we start off in a round yard, as we've got in front of us, because when we're in there, if things do go wrong, we can get in a position to control the dog. And what we're trying to do is put some control on the dog as it works, and things won't get out of hand because it's only a small round yard and we can quickly move into a position that we can block the dog or stop the dog if it gets too excited. The whole idea is to get discipline, get some knowledge on the dog in an area where you can control it. And later on, once that dog is doing its job, you'll be able to put it into a position that it can control the stock. So that's the basics of it.
And you were telling me earlier that certain breeds do certain jobs when it comes to stock, and Border Collies are good as a heading dog?
Well, the dogs that we use are sheep dogs, and they've got that heading dog in them. That is derived from when they were wild dogs or wolves, and some of them got a bit smart and decided that the best way to catch their game was to run around them and get to the front and herd them together. And our forefathers have picked that up and bred these dogs for thousands of years, and that's what we've got in heady dogs, that they should go around to the head and herd stock together.
Now she looks like she's sit. Lucy.
She's fine.
Okay, so you've got her on the leash.
I've got Lucy, who's... How old is she now?
She's four,
yeah. And we'll just see if we can... She looks like the instinct should be in her. She looks like she's been bred to do stock work. And we'll just give her an opportunity to bring them out. And all we can do is put her in a position where these sheep are and try and move the sheep and get her interest. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. All right, let's give it a crack.
Okay. Well, he sees in there, Luce. Use a rake. There's an arm extension just to guide them around, just to that you can get in position and you can block them up a bit and move them around the sheep. That's the whole idea of it. This one's a bit worse for wear, I think. It's had a bit of use. We'll just get a little bit, just so that you'll know what's going on a bit. I've just given her a few light jerks on the lead. And just to settle her down, just give her a bit of a pat, and she keeps looking back at Anna there a bit. But we'll let her go in a minute and just move these sheep around and see what we can do. Here you go. Have a look at these. She's just showing some instinct. She's gone around behind and caught their eye a bit.
Lucy is our latest recruit here at ABC New England Northwest, and she's currently in a round pen with some sheep with Rory Murphy, who's seeing whether she's got any potential.
Starting to work quite well now, Anna. We'll get around behind. holding them up. A bit of eye coming in. How she's going? No, she's going well now.
But we call it balancing without command. So she's, her natural instincts are coming out now, where she's bringing those sheep to me, and she's happy once they're there just to relax and stand there and hold them, which is good.
She's looking a lot happier than when we first put her in.
She sort of feels more comfortable.
Yeah, she's sort of weaned herself from you might say.
Yep.
And she's quite enjoying where she is.
And so how much control do you need to give them, like, so that they know they're doing the right thing?
Well, what we do, we work on this, we let a younger dog balance them up. And she just got a little bit too keen, put a little bit of pressure on one, it ran into the fence, and that it's fine, and she's happy enough. So we'll sit her down, relax her, let her relax a bit. And,
great.
Yeah.
So what would you say to people who might be in the same situation as Matt and I, who might end up having a working dog as a pet, but are interested in getting them to do a little bit more and challenge them?
Oh, well, we'd love them to come along to and join our club, and we'll show them what we can. I've got a younger man who helps me a lot, Phil Tung. He's in our club, and he's a very, very good man at handling dogs, and he and I often work together to try and help people.
So you're getting together on Sunday. What will people be able to do then?
We have different days. On Sunday is a cattle dog day. When we say cattle dog, they're mainly sheep dogs that work cattle. And what we've got planned for that day is to show people the basic control of a dog from fairly quickly from a youngster through, and then introducing them to cattle. And all morning we'll be just working a few quiet cattle and just showing them how to get young dogs going. And then the afternoon we're going to have a little a cattle dog trial with some more experienced dogs and more experienced handlers. So we barbecue together and enjoy the day.
It's social then.
Very social. And the main thing with our club is that we encourage everyone. We all, anyone who wants to have a go, please come and have a go, because we enjoy it. And everyone knows that things go wrong when you're working animals and dogs. I think there's no one judging anyone. We just enjoy it. And in that way you relax and you learn. And we learn. No, any of us that go to a day always learn something. I think there's always something you can learn.
So what grade would Lucy be in then? Is she pre-preschool or pre-kindergarten?
Well, Lucy's got the instinct. She's very... when we first dropped her in, she was not too sure of anything. But I've just caught her again because she... She's got her eye on the sheep, and she's very keen. She wants to go. She's turned around. You could say she's a very keen student.
Help me, I just give a whistle, and I call for Bob to help me. Yes, I just give a whistle.
Come on, Bob. Come on, boy.
Good boy, Bob. That's a good boy.
I just give a whistle, and I call for Bob the Kelpie.
Good boy, Bobby.